The rat in question had lost an ear. He was using a poultice of dock leaves bound with earth and water to staunch the wound.
Ah!
He moaned.
It's all right, you sit there, mate.
He groaned, sorry. He groaned.
It's all right, you sitting there making clever remarks, Sourgall. You wasn't there. Even the Ergon there grew, took to his paws and limped off like a flogged toad. I tell you, mate, you wouldn't have thought it was the same stupid badger that played nursemaid to the little squirrel brat. That beast came after us with a full tree in her paws, even though we filled her with arrows like a pincushion.
A rat named Flangor joined the conversation.
What do you suppose Foxwolf will do now, mate?
The one called Riveneye put aside the cider he had been swilling and snorted.
Ah, you should know the Ergon by now, mate. Na Gru won't rest till their skulls are bleaching in the sun. All Foxwolf will hunt him till he gets every last one in those iron claws. Then we know what he'll do with them, don't we?
A shudder ran through every rat within earshot. They had seen what Ergon Na Gru did to his captured enemies. Riveneye's guess was right. Na Gru was preparing to hunt the fugitives down. As evening shades drew the hot day to a close, he sat wincing as he flexed his injured limbs. The wolf hide across his back was still littered with white beam splinters. Silvermord sat watching him, unmoved by his plight. The foxwolf glared at her.
What are you staring at now, frog eyes? Make yourself useful. Give me a beaker of wine.
Get it yourself, jellyfish,
said the vixen, curling her lip in disdain.
So, an old badger and a single otter thrashed the living daylights out of you and your killers. Tell me again, how many did they slay?
Na Gru's eyes blazed pure hatred at her.
They never defeated us. They staggered off so full of arrows and covered with wounds that they're long dead now. If I hadn't been injured, I'd have followed them and skinned their hides off to bring back and show you.
Silvermord laughed humorlessly.
Just like you skinned the wolf that had been frozen dead half a season so that you could take its skin and name. Oh, don't act surprised. I saw you. I'll wager your horde wouldn't be so quick in following you if they knew the truth about the great Ergon Na Gru.
The iron claws of the foxwolf shot out, pointing at her.
One word from you, blabbermouth, and I'll rip the tongue from your head and make you eat it. That's a promise.
You don't scare me,
sneered Silvermord, pouring wine for herself and sipping daintily.
I know you too well. What does bother me is that queen and her brat. They're still free. You do better to get out there and capture them before they raise the whole of Southward up in arms against us.